Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you for a special second hour just for today. My regular show is just before this one. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on my show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest. Spiritual teacher and author Maureen St. Germain will open the Akashic Records for 2010 to see what's ahead. And later in the hour, Maureen and I will also take your calls, and I'll give you another prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I bring on Maureen, I want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm now offering Mars retrograde consultations. These are half-hour consults focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. They can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, call me toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, back to the main event. Maureen St. Germain is an internationally recognized, highly acclaimed transformational teacher and intuitive. She is highly celebrated for her work with individuals and their Akashic records. Personally trained by Drunvalo Melchizedek, she is one of the most prolific Flower of Life workshop facilitators, having taught the Merkaba and manifestation techniques to more than 10,000 students since 1995. Author of Beyond the Flower of Life, Maureen has also written and produced over 15 guided meditation CDs with various themes such as mantras for ascension, sounds from the Great Pyramid, and meditation to the archangels. She provides Akashic record readings to individuals and during seminars. She's also been featured on numerous national radio shows, Rights for Kinetics, and Mystic Pop magazines, and is listed in the Cambridge Who's Who. Her company, Transformational Enterprises, provides tools for transformation, such as worldwide seminars and spiritual tours. Welcome to the show, Maureen. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I am so glad you made it. I know we've interrupted one of your regular seminars, and I'm thrilled that you were able to fit this in. I first want to ask you, how did you get started on such an unusual career path?
This was my hobby. I was always interested in esoteric things, and I began studying when I was quite young, in my late 20s, and belonged to study groups. And then as I began my career, after my children were growing, I found that my interest grew and information grew. And when I got fired from a job, I thought, let's try this while I'm waiting, and took another job after that. But this seminar business grew and grew, and eventually I left full-time work to do this full-time.
That's great. I love hearing stories like that. So tell us, how does the Flower of Life play into your work and the Akashic Records? And what is the Flower of Life, by the way?
Okay, so the Flower of Life is a name of a particular geometric symbol, which is a circle of circles. Many people are familiar with the symbol. And the term is also used to explain or to refer to a meditation that is taught over a period of 2.5 days. Meditation itself takes about 5 minutes to do once you learn it. It's based on sacred geometry, modern physics, and principles of yoga. And the meditation itself brings a person into their fifth dimensional expression. And what that does is allows a person to then operate at their optimal self. You know, we all have really good days and not so good days.
And right.
When you have a Merkaba that's up and running, what happens is you're able to operate at optimum in spite of the other factors.
Mm.
So it is a way to work around problems and issues. You know, when you have a really good GPS system that tells you that the bridge is out and that there's road work, you can plot your route around it.
Right. So, exactly.
So what having a Merkaba does, along with a higher self-connection, it allows you to know about things that you have no reason to know about. And
right.
You might be told to do things that don't make any sense in the moment, but you get in the habit of following that higher self information, and it always proves true. So I worked with a higher self connection that I developed by working in the Merkaba. So the Merkaba gave me the opportunity to connect with my higher self better. And then with my higher self connection going, I learned how to read the Akashic Records for other people. Initially, I was reading for myself for many, many years. And then I learned a particular form that allowed me to access the records for other people. And that has been quite an amazing journey, because I find that the accuracy I get because of the Merkaba and the higher self connection is greater than what most people experience with the Akashic Records.
I see. That's great. Well, now, looking into the Akashic Records, do you have some key points you want to tell us about 2010?
2010. Yes. The records, I opened up the records of Mother Earth with the idea that she would give us some general information about what she wanted us to know. And one of the things that came through very quickly was the idea that although there are going to be many major changes, we are being asked to find ways to maintain our calm while things shift and change around us. Kind of reminds me of a story of a client of mine who said she was late to pick up her children from school because she'd been told to take this very strange road, which had no real connection with the route she should have taken to get the children. And when she got to the top of this hill, there was a little old lady who flagged her down and said, "I need a ride to the doctor. And my regular ride didn't come, and I really need to go." So she picked up this lady and continued on her way to pick up her son. And the little old lady says, "You were an answer to my prayer. I was praying that someone would come up this road and help me out."
Wow.
And her son was delayed and was not waiting for her. And it all just kind of fell into place.
Oh, amazing.
Now, other things that Mother Earth, the information as I opened up the records that I got, I wanted to ask about the integration of astrology and knowledge and understanding of what was happening. And what I was told is that the Mother Earth said, "You are me and I am you. Your Avatar movie showed this to you. The protagonist in the movie transformed himself into a Navi at the end of the movie."
Right.
So the message that we are to take from that movie and from opening the records right now is that it's one of the many meanings of the word avatar is savior. So
that one of the many meanings of avatar is what?
Savior.
Savior. Okay.
So when we look at the avatar being you and you become your own avatar, you become your own savior.
Mm-hmm.
And that something will be presented to you that you have never considered before, and it will be a way to manage, to survive, to solve issues.
Mm. So, did Mother Earth mention anything about how to remain calm in the changes that are ahead?
Yes. One of the ways that she reminded us is that we are to look to the past when we've been in a crazy or difficult situation and remember how it all worked out. And replay that memory in the present, and then transpose this crazy situation, whatever that crazy situation is in this perilous time,
right,
into a new calm. And the other thing is to practice keeping your heart open. There are many instances where even our best friends are doing goofy things that you just don't want to keep them as friends anymore because they're doing something goofy. And
right.
Keeping your heart open will allow you to feel or experience what else you need.
So keeping your heart open basically keeps you in a position to understand where that person could be coming from.
Not only where the person can be coming from, but by practicing in that environment, then when something really difficult happens, you have your heart open, you will be receptive to the answer that is also forthcoming.
Uh-huh.
That is different and new. Right now,
okay.
The mind can solve things from what it knows of the past. But what if you have to be creative and come up with something new?
Right. Now, hold that thought, because I see we're just about out of time and we need to take a break. So what have the Akashic Record Keepers revealed about what's ahead in 2010? When we come back after this short break, Maureen St. Germain will tell us. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you hear the call from the ancients? Are you serious about your awakening? Well, you're invited to embark on a profound journey to self-mastery. The energy of ancient Egypt is alive. Co-create with the highest divine energies and activate soul memory May 1st through the 16th. Activation along the Nile, led by Paula Moran, will change your life forever. Visit paulamoran.com for details. That's Paula, M-U-R-A-N.com.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stovehood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's ecloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Do you want a better relationship? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals or improve your health and fitness? Well, why choose just one? How would you like all of that and more? You have the answers. All the power you need is within yourself. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings and the laws of consciousness within a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Get the results you want now. Contact the Empowerment Partnership. Join us for the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Become a manifestation magnet with money, relationships, and health now in Seattle. Sign up for January 30th to 31st. Let us show you how to unlock your hidden potential. Call 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, or visit us at HUNA.com. Limited seating available. Know it, believe it, and make it reality.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. This is a special edition of my show today. You get lucky and get 2 hours of me just for today. Today, my special guest is spiritual teacher and author Maureen St. Germain, and she's here to tell us what the Akashic Record Keepers have to tell us about 2010. Now, Maureen, when we left off before the break, we were talking about what?
we were
in the middle of something.
About how to stay in your heart instead
yes,
of craziness
you.
That's going
yes.
on.
Yes, Yes.
And the way to do that is to practice when your family members, your cousins, your relatives, your coworkers do stupid stuff. You know they know better.
Right.
And you're mad about it, and then you think, you know, what's the matter with those people? And the answer is you're in training, and you need to be strong. You need to be like Lance Armstrong and keep going and keep smiling and keep holding your heart open in spite of the crazy behavior that's being directed at you. It also means that we need to soften how we look at things. Now, one of the things that came through from the records when I opened them to ask about this, and there's a lot of people who want to know, you know, what's going to happen in 2012 and what's going to happen this year and have we begun the shift and all of that. And the very first thing that comes through is looking at a precise date or a precise timeline is a very masculine way to look at events. And the feminine way is more receptive and more gentle in the getting into it and getting out of it. So you might have the same intensity. You might have a peak just as long, but it starts sooner and ends later.
Right. Yeah,
so
it's more of a whole process.
More feminine way of doing things, and that's part of this shift.
Right. So do the record keepers tell you anything about the types of transformations that we'll have this year? Or surprises?
Well, they said, one of the things they did bring up is the ETs, and they said there are many discussions going on at present. Many countries are negotiating with the ETs, not just America. America no longer has a hold on how things are going to be done. And some countries are more willing than others to disclose the presence of the ETs. And they recommend that people watch world news, listen to radio shows like this on the internet rather than getting their news from the networks, and to look at outside sources such as the BBC to see new disclosures.
So does that suggest to you that we will have it or that it will be disclosed?
What I see is, again, a very feminine way of this information coming out. If it comes out in Venezuela, and then France, and then the UK, and then Italy, or Japan, and China, suddenly you can't hide it anymore because everybody else is talking about it. It's
right,
like the news,
I see.
You were adopted. You know, your parents can keep it a secret for only so long.
Right.
And so,
okay.
So it's kind of like that. Again, it doesn't change the intensity of it. But it leads to a gradual awakening rather than a sudden announcement, you know, NBC Nightly News. It's just not going to happen.
Right. I see. Okay. All right. That's very interesting. So if there was, you know, Obama coming out to say that, it would already have been revealed probably in several other countries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then our news would say, oh, yeah, we've known about that. But it would still be it's going to leak in. It's not going to come from the outside. It's not going to come from within the ranks of the U.S., that information.
I see. Okay. Very interesting. Now, do the record keepers mention any major changes to the situation in the Middle East and Iran?
They said that Iran is seeking independence and will overthrow the status quo government.
Right.
In fact, all governments are at risk. The U.S. is not going to win in the Middle East, and at best will need to withdraw, much like they did in Vietnam.
Wow.
That's what they said specifically about that.
Wow. Well, you know, astrologically, that definitely looks right, because Iran is definitely due for a major revolution this year, at least astrologically. And I'm sure that's going to be manifesting considering what happened after the elections last year.
Well, and the challenge is that there is a huge demand in the Middle East to start selling oil in local currency, either in euros or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it will trigger a major flow of cash back to the U.S. from all those people who have been hoarding U.S. dollars. And when that happens, it will be nearly impossible to control the hyperinflation that will occur with all those dollars coming back. That will drive everything else. It's almost like the cart and the horse, you know, which comes first. But right now, the economic, quote, collapse has already happened. We're just
right.
masking it with the infrastructure, the stimulus package, and government rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it when you start looking at employment rates. On the other side, because, again, I talk about a very feminine way of emerging from things, the masking of it is actually a good thing because it allows more people to adjust and move into a new career without fear. If they go into fear, then they resist it.
Right.
There was quite a revelation that was given to me this week about everything that we resist will grow. And
yes, excellently, that's
that
right.
We accept,
yeah.
bring it on,
mm-hmm.
will dissipate and be nothing, and then we can pick up the pieces and move on.
Right.
So understanding that we're not working in a system anymore that is connected and serving the mass consciousness helps people step out of that and move into self-directed work, self-employment, and solutions where they're helping themselves and their neighbors.
Yes.
You know, I live in New York City, and I have been coming to New York City for over 20 years as a teacher and then moved here about 2 years ago. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that the kindness and the sweetness, people to people, all over New York City is amazing.
Wow.
I hosted a Japanese lady in December, and she had been in New York maybe 30 years ago. And I was busy with clients, and so she went downtown by herself. And she was wearing her boots, but they weren't very sturdy, and she slipped and started to fall. And she said a very large black man grabbed her by the shoulder and picked her up so she never hit the ground.
Wow.
Said, "Lady, be careful. Watch out." And just kept right on going.
Wow.
She said it really made an impression on her.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Many people told her New York wasn't safe.
Right, right. Well, I see we're going to run out of time again, and I want to quickly ask you, do the record keepers show any technology changes?
Yes, they do. And they corrected me on something that you and I talked about earlier, and that had to do with a joke that I had said about, or if I know about technology, the military has had it for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be happy to tell you more when we come back.
Well, we have a few minutes, so just go ahead and tell us what you found out about the technology.
They said that the technology is, again, going to leak out the sides, and there's technology that's coming in so fast that the military won't be able to scoop it up and keep it secret.
Oh, how nice. Did they mention anything specific about any, like, the Tesla free energy or the anti-gravity or anything like that?
I forgot to ask about those things, but maybe when you take your break, I'll ask and I'll know.
Oh, okay. That would be very cool. Now, when they said that things would leak out, did they mention anything about it being something that would help us with our energy situation or with the earth, or did they give us any clues about what type of technology would leak out?
A number of things that they indicated. Some of the technology is already known and has been hidden, and that has to do with energy to run cars and also anti-gravity vehicles will be developed, which means that the whole need for smooth surface roads will diminish.
Right.
They also talked about the technology that is going on in research stations and in universities is going to drive industry in a whole new direction. So the technology that's coming in won't require huge amounts of money like it used to.
Oh, how interesting.
To put it into place, because there are enough components that are readily available to assemble things.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing our music. So do you have a question for Maureen and me after this short break? We'll be taking your calls, and I'll give you an astrological answer, and Maureen will tell you the answer from the Akashic Records. For personal questions, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. Maureen also needs to know your legal name, such as the name on your passport. You can give your legal name to our producer off-air. Call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Do you want a better relationship? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals or improve your health and fitness? Well, why choose just one? How would you like all of that and more? You have the answers. All the power you need is within yourself. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings and the laws of consciousness within a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Get the results you want now. Contact the Empowerment Partnership. Join us for the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Become a manifestation magnet with money, relationships, and health now in Seattle. Sign up for January 30th to 31st. Let us show you how to unlock your hidden potential. Call 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, or visit us at HUNA.com. Limited seating available. Know it, believe it, and make it reality.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today is a special show for me, and I have a special guest, spiritual teacher and author Maureen St. Germain is with me. And we're both answering your questions. I'm giving you an astrological answer, and Maureen is checking your Akashic records for the answer. So for personal questions, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth, And Maureen also needs to know your legal name, such as the name on your passport. So now you can call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if we don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And you can also arrange a consultation with Maureen by calling her at 212-304-2123. And Maureen's number again is 212-304-2123. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off with Susan. She's calling in. Here, let me crank up my headphones here. Susan's calling in from Issaquah, and her information, date of birth, is 1-8 of 1960. There's no time, so it'll be less accurate of a reading, but we'll see more. We'll be more than happy to give her a good one as best as we can, of course. She's born in Kilkenny, Ireland, which is a little bit across the pond there, so to speak.
Yes,
so,
really. Hi, Susan.
Hello, good morning, Madeline. By the way, my birthday is 10-8. I think Benny said 1-8.
Oh, 10-8 instead of...
Sorry about that. We'll make
January 8th. Oh, wow. That makes a gigantic difference. We're just going to edit your chart here real quick and make sure that we have October 8th.
Yeah.
Yes, October 8th. Okay, good. That makes a gigantic difference. Okay, so now let me... check here and see. Oh, there we go. That looks a lot better.
Good.
Okay. So what's your question for Maureen and I?
My question is really regarding what's generally going on in my life with relationships.
With relationships. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maureen, do you want me to start or do you have something already on her?
I can go ahead or not. It doesn't matter. If you need a few minutes, I can jump in.
Go ahead and jump in then.
All right. So what's going on that is coming through with the records is that you have a very strong take-charge personality,
mm-hmm.
and you are very capable of taking care of yourself. Imagine you being Joan of Arc, and you already know what the answer is, and you are used to having people follow, and if they don't follow, you're used to garnering them in and getting them to follow you. So in relationships, society in the West looks for a man to lead. And when you get on the dance floor, you're not allowed to lead. You're supposed to let the man lead.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do to make things happen for you in the relationship department is learn to change hats. So when you are in relationship, you want to offer a different persona, not a different personality, but another aspect of you, which is receptive and feminine, because after all, you are a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This means that you know the man is driving and he's getting lost and you know exactly how to get there and you just smile sweetly and say, I love spending time with you in the car. Mm-hmm. You do not tell him how to get there. Because if you do, you will ruin your chances with this man. He does not want, he wants to impress you. That's
uh-huh.
the second thing. So any man that's out there that is attracted to your brilliance and your leadership qualities wants to show you he's as good as you.
Yes.
So you mustn't shine on more than them.
Okay. Right. And astrologically, that shows up as well, that you're highly independent, you see. And so you're used to taking care of yourself. And probably you have been a warrior in previous lifetimes, which is probably something Maureen relates to pretty well, too.
Yes.
So you are accustomed to having sort of an on guard attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if somebody is ready to do anything that you know wouldn't be to your liking, you know, you've already got your sword out. So, and you're pretty good at using your verbal sword. You see, you're good at asserting yourself
mm-hmm.
and your needs. You know how to tell somebody fairly directly, this is what I need from you, you see.
Yes.
So one thing I would recommend, you do have Venus trine Mars in your chart. It's a little bit past, but still still there. And one thing you could do, it looks like you have perhaps been a priestess in a past life, or somebody who has done a lot in terms of moving energy, a healer, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to focus on developing that side so that you and he can get together in a little more fun way rather than the, you know, allow the guy to nurture you.
Yes.
You see, because that's what you're looking for. You want a guy who can nurture you, but it's hard to nurture somebody who's got their sword out.
I didn't think I did, but maybe I do.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah. But I
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Susan.
Okay, thank you very much, Mel.
Okay. Benny, do we have another caller?
We do. Let's go and bring that caller on. And let's see here. It's Tanya. Tanya's calling in from Gig Harbor, Washington. She's out of work. She's looking to see what's on the horizon for her. The information is 11-11.
Wow.
Of 61.
Okay.
At 9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m.
Yep. In Mountain Home, Idaho.
Mountain Home.
Yeah, did you get that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool. And then I'm actually going to whisper to Maureen her last name, so just one second. Okay, that's off air, so I want to protect the innocent. And Tanya, welcome.
Are there any innocents around here?
always on the mighty KKNW. So Tanya, welcome to the show.
You are looking for
Hello.
Work, Tanya. Is
Thank
that right?
You.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm just wondering if I'm due for a career change. I've been out of work. I've worked construction for quite a few years, and as you know, the construction field has pretty much gone south. So I'm just kind of at a loss, just wondering, oh gosh, which direction to go?
Can I jump in here and ask you a question, Tanya?
Sure.
Do you have a particular area you would like to move to?
Oh, gosh. You know, as a matter of fact, my husband and I have two houses, and they're both here in the harbor area. And we're getting ready. Oh, gosh, it's scary. Thinking about moving down to our cabin and putting this house up for sale. So we'll be downsizing from 2,000 square feet to 600 square feet.
Wow, that's a big change. Okay.
Yeah.
And
a lot
and
going on here.
And do you have a particular, is there some particular interest you have that, you see what I'm saying? Do you have a particular interest in changing your career?
Yes. In my younger years, I was really interested in becoming a flight attendant and doing some traveling.
Oh, okay. Well, the only reason I ask is because it looks like, you know, you could potentially have something that would be what I would sort of call breakthrough energy going on this year.
Do you have any hobbies that you really excel at?
Oh, well, I really enjoy gardening, and I also do stained glass work.
Well, you have the ability to take the mundane and put it into the sacred. You have the ability to speak before large groups of people. So
oh, really?
If you can look at your skill set and reframe it into those categories where you're taking something that is mundane and making it sacred and allowing yourself to speak before large groups of people, you will find your niche very quickly.
Oh.
You need
boy.
To be working with someone else, not alone.
Yeah.
And like who? I mean, where should I go? For this guidance.
Do you have any hobby? Well, you said stained glass, for example. Do you have a teacher that you would work with, that you would be willing to do something bigger than what you're currently doing with her or him?
Oh, I see. Huh. Well, I don't have, I pretty much just do it on my own now.
So perhaps you would get a teacher.
I see.
You
okay.
see, that would help you take it to a next higher level.
Do you buy supplies in a store? Maybe there's people that hang out at that store or go into that store. You start telling the shopkeeper, I'm looking to do something. I want to take my work to another level. I'm good with people. Do you know anybody who's looking for somebody to work with?
Hmm.
Once you put it out there that you're willing to partner with someone, the doors will open.
Now, I've often thought about, I'd love to be able, I really love working on heavy equipment and working with the earth in that. And I've often thought how nice it would be to be able to go to, you know, ravished countries and be able to maybe help those people, you know, be able to get their lives back in order, you know, as far as building and being able to, you know, have new schools. Or
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought for a few minutes because we have to take a break. And we'll be back here very, very shortly. So do you have a question for Maureen and me after this short break? We'll continue to take your calls, and I'll give you an astrological answer, and Maureen will tell you the answer from the Akashic Records. For personal questions, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. And Maureen also needs to know your legal name, such as the name on your passport. You can give your legal name to our producer off-air. So call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Do you hear the call from the ancients? Are you serious about your awakening? Well, you're invited to embark on a profound journey to self-mastery. The energy of ancient Egypt is alive. Co-create with the highest divine energies and activate soul memory May 1st through the 16th. Activation along the Nile, led by Paula Moran, will change your life forever. Visit paulamoran.com for details. That's Paula, M-U-R-A-N.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Now is the time for you to create the life you want to live. Tap into unlimited possibilities and be the masterpiece you're meant to be. Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, your personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. With the eye of an artist, the heart of a poet, and the brilliance of a scientist, I'll show you how to dig up the road, pave the road, walk the road, and be the road to your full greatness. I'll tell you what the secret didn't tell you, which myths hold you back, and what hidden talents and skills you need to thrive in these challenging times. I'll help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to get to where you really want to be, and I'm here to help you get there. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show and go to MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Whoa. Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. This is a special edition of my show today, filling in, and today I have a special guest, spiritual teacher and author Maureen St. Germain is with me. We're both answering your questions, and I'm giving an astrological answer while Maureen is checking the Akashic records for her answer. Now, right now, we already have one call, and we can take possibly one more person. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if we don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And you can also arrange a consultation with Maureen by calling her at area code 212-304-2123. And Maureen's phone number again is 212-304-2123. Okay, Benny, can we go back to Tanya?
Yep, Tanya, welcome back to the show. You still there?
I'm still here. Awesome. I'm hanging in there.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Good, good, good. We appreciate you doing that. Okay, now, I think Maureen said she had some insights she wanted to share with you right away. Maureen?
Looking at your birth date from a numerological standpoint, I noticed that you have what would be called the Master Builder energy. And if you're using big equipment and you really like working at, you know, with those kinds of earth-moving equipment, that's probably a good place for you to be. But you are moving into more of a humanitarian and energy in the next few years. So if you consider taking on a humanitarian project, do it with the idea that you're going to learn everything you can, because you can have an opportunity to leapfrog that into some kind of leadership role for humanitarian-type projects. So when you're not quite young enough to drive earth-moving equipment, you can still make a difference as a world influence.
I see. Huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tanya, you know, astrologically, you know, like I said earlier, it looks like this year has some kind of a breakthrough in mind for you.
Any idea?
So, yes.
So, I need a breakthrough.
Yeah. So I would be looking for that in the next few months to show up. So it may be that you will have a breakthrough in a job that will show up in a couple of months.
And I'm getting that you might be tempted to go back into the field that you used to be in, and that it will pay well. But if you do, it will not be long-lasting, and you'll be very frustrated. So take the leap that asks you to do something different that is challenging and interesting. And the other thing is, scaling down to just living in your cabin is actually a blessing in disguise, because if you go to a third-world country, you're going to not be able to take much at all, and you may as well not be paying for space you don't need.
Right. Okay. Okay. So that's encouraging that this is a good move, because I'm telling you, we're like, my husband and I are like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? Is this the right move for us or not? But
it looks like, you know, you are going through a period.
Certain aspects apparently are coming in that Madeline was referring to that's going to cause you to rethink the way you do things and to rethink your priorities. From a money standpoint, although money has not been an issue for you, you're going to be asked to do more with a lot less, and you're going to be asked to live on less as a precursor to the next cycle. Not that you're not capable of earning a good income, but that it's necessary to scale back. So
okay.
Thank you for that. Do you have any other follow-up question you want to ask?
Well, we actually got
no.
Madeline back. So, Madeline,
okay,
are you done?
Oh, yay.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. You know, Mercury in retrograde,
yeah,
it's happening.
Retrograde.
It's happening,
yeah,
I swear,
exactly.
I swear.
And you know, today is a solar eclipse, is it not?
Yeah, solar eclipse.
Aha.
Mercury, last day of Mercury retrograde, so Mercury is dead slow, stopped, you know, so even stronger. So, yes. So, I was mentioning to you that it looked like your situation with your home life was like there's some energy where things are dissolving so that something better can come in.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's only going to get better.
Yes.
And
it's only going to get better after you let go.
Well,
right.
After I let go.
Remember that part. You have to let go.
Of materialistic stuff or?
Well, of how you think things are supposed to be. And that does include materialistic things, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Listen to your heart. You see, pay attention to your messages from the universe. Those kinds of things, you see, and follow that path rather than trying to stay attached to how you think things should be. So a good use of time is to work on your meditation, work on your honing your skills at listening to your inner direction. That reminds me, we do have a book that I just put out, Beyond the Flower of Life, that does teach a skill set in there on how to connect with your higher self.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for mentioning that. Beyond the Flower of Life by Maureen St. Germain. Now, I thank you for joining us, Tanya. You're welcome. I'm going to quickly ask Maureen how listeners can get in touch with you, because we're going to run out of time again, and I want to make sure we get this in there.
All right. So my phone number is 212-304-2123. You can find me on the web at beyondtheflowerofLife.com. That's also the name of my new book, beyondtheflowerofLife.com.
And how can people reach you by email?
info@maureenstgermain.com.
Okay, Maureen, now do us all a favor and spell your name.
Okay, so it's info@Maureen, MaureenStgermain.com.
Great. Thank you so much. And Maureen, thank you so much for joining me today and interrupting your seminar so you could be on the air with me. I so appreciate it and really enjoyed everything that you had to tell us. And I hope that people will take advantage of your new book, Beyond the Flower of Life, and really figure out how to decode those messages and be in touch with their higher self.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Maureen.
My pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. This week, you get a second tip. And your tip this week is this. Start looking for unexpected money. Did you know that people who expect to find unexpected money attract it to them? You might find it on the street, in grocery bags, or from sales you're not expecting. You never know where it will pop up. When you find any money, even a penny, it's a sign that the universe is sending you unexpected money. So be thankful when even the pennies show up. It's also fun to thank the universe in advance for having sent you unexpected money. Watch it come to you. Now, next Friday, January 22nd at 10 a.m., I'll talk about balancing relationships and our inner male-female energies. I'll give you tips for balancing your relationships by balancing yourself first. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your new 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe with the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to either order those guides, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing. Our toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, you can call Maureen St. Germain at 212-304-2123. Her number again is 212-304-2123. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.